Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to Talk Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. This is the 2017 Phoenix Film Festival preview of what we will be reviewing next week. I'm just going to mention a couple of films, and I'm going to read from the Phoenix New Times, which I'm not ripping on them, but they were able to give a great condensed list. We want to thank our friend, Mr. Quincy Rose, who posted this, and we were fortunate enough to be sent a few of these. We're not going to say what, but we will be having some reviews. Now, top 10, couple of great mentions that I've heard good things about. Of course, the opening night film with Sam Elliott passed. That was The Hero. That was on April 6th. Put that on your list. It will be coming to Southern California, probably LA, New York, other places. Again, I urge you guys to make a list. Don't just think, oh, it's Phoenix, who cares? Sam Elliott, The Hero, he's content to sit around, smoke weed all day. He faces a serious diagnosis. This is in the same tradition of Crazy Heart, brilliant Jeff Bridges movie. Oh, I love Jeff Bridges. The Wrestler. The Hero is a character study about fame, mortality, and family ties. All the truths of life that we all are sadly going to face one day. The next one, Brave New Jersey. It's one of the great urban legends. When Orson Welles aired his radio drama, War of the Worlds, many of his listeners mistook the science fiction mockumentary for a real newscast. Unlike a lot of urban legends, the calamity that follows happens to be true. Panic attacks, people locking themselves in the basement, attempted suicide. The dark comedy brings those events to life. It'll screen at 9:20 a.m. on the 7th, 7:55 on the 8th, and 1:55 on the 9th. And I'm just going to say maybe we'll review that one. But that's the only tiny cat I'm let out of the bag. I'm not going to let the review out of the bag, but I am going to mention that we have a chance to screen it or review it. Quaker Oaths, the three fun facts about Quakers. They abstain from violence. They hold meetings where, I'm going to pronounce this word, we all learn something new every day. Congregants sit in silence until someone decides to say something. Boy, does America need that. And when Quakers get married, their friends and family all sign an ornate marriage contract approving of the union. Gonna stay away from that one when it comes to the marriage divorce rate. So I love doing this show. I can say what I want. Quaker Oath is a lighthearted story about a couple trying to break their commitment with the help of everyone they care about. But will they second-guess their decision? Director Louisiana Kreutz explores the gentle world of modern Quakerism. This is going to play April 7th at 5:50. Again, this is all taking place at the Harkins in Scottsdale at 5:50, April 8th at 9:15 a.m., and April 9th at 4:20. If the spirit moves you, see more details about Quaker Oaths. Again, not Quaker Oats. We're not having a documentary or film about cereal. Quaker Oats. And again, we want to thank the Phoenix Film Festival for sharing with us, being cool with us, letting us be a part of this festival. Now, the next film, the winner of the New Vision Award at Cinequest Film and VR Festival, which we brought you 6 or 7, maybe 8 episodes of. Please go in the archives. Wonderful festival. So Painless, I really want to see. And if it won CineQuest, I'm in. It's like a good party. I'm in. As I said, CineQuest is a Rolling Stones concert, except you remember what happened. But don't quote me on that one. Story for another time. Now, this might just win the log line of the year. If you don't feel pain, how do you know you're alive? A scientist is incapable of feeling physical pain. That might sound great, but he also doesn't have the instinct to avoid dangerous things. Out of nowhere, a mysterious man offers to reverse his condition. but Jordan Horowitz's moody film poses an uncanny question: is painless a handicap to be cured or a power to be enjoyed? Painless screens April 7th at 1:45, again April 8th at 7:55, and again the 9th at 11:55. To learn more about Painless, visit the festival website. Right here, I see a really cool logo for Tune Ez. This one goes out to my Uncle Jay. Tune Ez, tacos, por favor. Again, I would never make fun of Mexicans. I'm Mexican, so I can make that joke. Tune Ez, tacos is the correct thing. April 14th and 15th. Click on the website. This is phoenixnewtimes.com or Google Tune Ez, tacos, por favor. Again, that's a joke for my Uncle Jay. We have whatever. We are an uncensored show, and all my opinions are talking pictures, our team. Nothing has to do with the Phoenix Festival. Now, Gold Star, April 7th, 10th, and 13th. Vicky is not doing well. She's dropped out of college. Her father is ill. She's lost all direction in life. Boy, don't we all know that one. But just when Vicky is about to give up, her life takes a dramatic turn. Victoria Negri's Gold Star is the kind of grassroots relationship drama that required a Kickstarter campaign to get funding. Man, has there been some amazing films that have come out of Kickstarter. And it's also taken the controversy of some films didn't need it, but we won't go into that. James Franco. Now we have the chance to see the fruits of her labors. And no offense if James Franco is on the board or the jury. Knowing my luck, he has something to do with this and we'll hear it, but you didn't need Kickstarter. Bonus, Negri directed and starred in this, winning an acting award at the Oxford Film Festival. Gold Star will screen the 7th at 11:15 a.m., April 10th at 7:10, and the 13th, which is the last day of the festival, but is not the closing night film. Again, not the closing night film, at 12:30 p.m. And the last thing we are going to mention, sorry, was on the other page. I wanted to plug the Arizona Shorts because short filmmakers, and it's cool that they're giving, the Phoenix Film Festival is giving a Arizona Shorts, 8th and 9th. The Phoenix Film Festival has a number of short film compilations, horror, sci-fi, and a Black and Native American directors. Man, I really wish, due to some family circumstances, I couldn't make it there. We had badges. I would love to see this because we need more voices of all kinds. I'm not going to turn this into a man, woman, black, white, green, purple. You could be Barney. You make a film. You deserve a voice. Locals will get a particular kick out of the Arizona with the brief dramas, documentaries by area filmmaker, as plucky Arizonans are always trying to prove you don't have to emigrate to Los Angeles to make moving pictures. So I always said, it's not where you learn, it's how you learn. One particular standout is Just Like Us, the documentary about an Arizona camp for people with special needs. The first round of shorts screens April 8th at 9:05 and the second April 9th at 4:30. Please go to the Phoenix Film Festival website, that's phoenixfilmfestival.com, to get in all the goodies. And what I know about Arizona, there's something always good going on. I dedicate this show to Patrick, PR, Phoenix Film Festival. And of course, because it is Phoenix, my TO, thank you so much. And we're going to wrap this up. Enjoy the festival, everyone. It's going on. You're going to hear this on the 8th. It's going on until the 13th. So get out there and enjoy some films, the Harkins and Scottsdale. Peace, aloha, and make sure and watch a good movie tonight.